Georgia.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Tuesday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh Radio broadcast one more time here on Tuesday, February the 7th, 2017. We are thankful that you have chosen to make this part of your day. So thank you. If you're listening on WMIE 91.5, times that are broadcasts are 8:30 of a morning, 5 o'clock of an evening. It also broadcasts at 10:30 of a morning on 1510 AM, which can be found on your FM dial at 100.7 and some other frequencies throughout the region. So we are thankful that you have tuned in, and maybe I'll just give a shout out because I know that the AM signal goes a lot farther. It goes down south, down around to West Palm and even into the Bahamas, and through internet, it goes around the globe. So if you're outside of Brevard County, we welcome you to the Refresh Radio broadcast as well. Like I said, I want to invite you to come out to church this Sunday. I've got a message I'm going to be preaching that is going to be very powerful, I believe, and give us some options as to how we are going to live our life. And so I want to send a special invitation out to you to be in church with us this Sunday, February the 12th, 2017. We're going to want to say thank you to Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, 632-9538, 632-9538. If they can meet your heating, your air conditioning, or your electrical needs, give them a call. They're based in Rockledge, Florida, and they travel all throughout the county, and they do great work. I don't know that there's a problem that you could have that they can't solve. They can do anything from changing out electrical panels to fixing your electrical needs, running additional electrical lines. They can do all of that. They can work on your heater if you need that, your air conditioner if you need that. Give them a call. They've been in business for a long time. They're not going anyplace. You just need to make sure that you have the right phone number down for them, 632-9538, 632-9538. Give them a call. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio broadcast. That is a blessing to us when you do that, because it just lets them know, hey, you know, Pastor Bob and the Refresh Radio program are reaching the community, and they are in ministry as well as owning business. And so I encourage you to call them. They will deal with you in an upright manner. If they tell you they're going to do something, they will do it, and they will do it for the glory of God. We're going to be back in Isaiah chapter 60 today. I'm not sure how many of you had focused on Isaiah chapter 60 before we got into this study. There are a lot of people who talk about Isaiah 53 and Isaiah 11 and Isaiah chapter 6 and Isaiah chapter 58, Isaiah chapter 61. A lot of sermons get preached from there, but chapter 60 is a phenomenal promise. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Now we are talking about the universal, or the applications that will touch the people who will arise and shine for the glory of the Lord, that people would be drawn in redemptively from outside of the covenant people, that it would not only be people in general, but even rulers would come, people with executive skills and administrative capabilities, people who will be leaders in the kingdom. That's a marvelous thing. People who are in prodigal relationships, they'll come back to the Lord. But it also talks about societal impact and societal change. And right now we are talking about verse number 21. Also, your people shall all be righteous. They shall inherit the land forever. The branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in its time. Yesterday's broadcast, we talked about the branch of my planting, that you and I need to be planted, and we need to allow God to be the one that determines where we are going to be planted. And so my wife and I are thoroughly convinced that even though we are from different geographic regions, that God orchestrated the steps in our lives for exactly the opportunity for us to come to know one another, that that he has divinely positioned us so that we could fall in love and be married and grow in ministry and do life together. I do ministry better because of her. I hope that I enable her to do her job better as well. And so I'm very thankful for her skill set. She has made me a better man, a better father, a better husband, and a better pastor. She's extremely creative, and she's extremely hardworking. She works a full-time job here in Brevard County, and I'll be honest with you, I have a hard time keeping up with the pace that she keeps up with. I don't see how she continues. And if you knew anything about her, you would realize that there's plenty of reasons why she shouldn't be able to keep up this pace. But I believe that God has anointed her for such a time as what she is operating in. She is very, very good at what she does at work, and she's very good at what she does at church. So I want to talk to you today a little bit different about than the branch of your planting. And I do pray that you would be established and that you would prosper and that you would grow, even if it is uncomfortable, even if it's suffering for a little while. You've got to trust God beyond your circumstances and beyond your understanding. Today, I want to talk to you about the work of God's hands. The work of God's hands. And you are that project. God wants to have a hands-on relationship with you. Okay. Now, if you go into certain retail establishments, you will find things that say, please don't touch. Hands off. If you break it, you buy it. Things like that. In other words, what they are saying is, we don't want your hands touching our valuable merchandise. They might have it behind a closed-in case. They may have locks on it. They put barriers up between it. They say, we don't want your hands on this. And there are a lot of people who operate in life, and they have told God and the church, hands off. This is not something we want you to be personally involved in. Now, God has this mindset that it is in your best interest for him to be vitally involved in your life. He wants to be a hands-on type of God, where he works in you and through you to do his good pleasure. Okay, so I encourage you today to give God the permission to work in your life at whatever he needs to accomplish. You see, God is not an amateur. There are times when I am working on a project and it's not something that I'm extremely skilled in. If I'm working on a on a car or something like that, where I've got some knowledge but not a tremendous amount of knowledge, my number one concern if I am working on something that I am unfamiliar with is I don't want to put too much pressure on it because I don't want to break it. And then if I meet with frustration, then I will call the mechanics that I know. Many times they'll come over and they will come and they will just put all the necessary torque on it that they need to. And all of a sudden it comes off. And I said, well, I could have done that. I just was afraid that I was going to break it. And they said, oh no, this is built to be, you know, to be able to handle the stress of however much pressure the mechanic needs to put on it in order to get it to be repaired or replaced. And so today I want to encourage you to be thick-skinned enough to allow God to work in you, to transform you, to deal with whatever might be need to be dealt with in your life. Let me take you to Jeremiah chapter 18. It says, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was making something at the wheel, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again into another vessel as it seemed good to the potter to make. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter, says the Lord? Look, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand. O house of Israel, the instant I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom, to pluck up, to pull down, and to destroy it, if that nation against whom I have spoken turns from its evil, I will relent of the disaster that I thought to bring about it. And the instant I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom, to build and to plant it, if it does evil in my sight so that it does not obey my voice, then I will relent concerning the good with which I said I would benefit it. So Jeremiah goes down and God says, I want you to watch how the potter works with the clay. And one of the things that the potter would do is he would make sure, first of all, that the clay had just the right consistency. It would not be too dry. It would not be too wet. He would get it to just the right consistency so that it could be formed. It would start out as a lump. And all of us start off basically life as a child in a lump. We are a mass of cells and electrical signals. We are filled with life, but we are also pretty helpless at that point in time. And all of a sudden, God in his divine wisdom places us in this world in a family situation, and he begins to mold us. He begins to form us. And unfortunately, because we live in a fallen world, there are sometimes some catastrophic things that happen. I have in my church, I have a couple of clay vessels, and they're not very pretty. They've been through the kiln, and what happened was when they were placed in the kiln that would fire or cure the vessel, that these two vessels fell over, and the shape that the potter intended for them to have ended up getting distorted, and so they don't stand up. They're not pristine. I wouldn't even call them seconds. I would call them rejects, which is probably how the person that gave them to me came to have them. And so this lump is start, and it begins, he would place this lump of clay on a wheel that he would control the speed of. And he would make sure that it wasn't spinning too fast, and he made sure that it wasn't spinning too slow. And what the potter would do is he would put pressure on the inside, and he would put pressure on the outside, and he would use his hands to form the vessel for whatever shape he was needing to form it. And so if he noticed that the clay was getting a little too dry, he would sprinkle it with water a little bit again. And so as Jeremiah goes down to the potter's house, and it says there he was making something at the wheel, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. I want you to know God doesn't make mistakes. We do live in a society that traumatic things happen. And so if Satan has caused some terrible things to happen in your life, maybe you were abused, maybe you were neglected, maybe you were molested or raped. I want you to know God wasn't in that. The devil was. And a lot of people blame God and they say, God, where were you in all of this process? And I just tell people this, before you get too judgmental about God and why didn't he prevent the horrible things that happened to you in your life, and why didn't he just wipe those people that did those horrible things out of this world before they did that to you, I want to ask you about that philosophy, because most of the people that say things like that have to answer this question affirmatively. Well, have you done horrible things to other people? And most of the time they would say yes. Have you done traumatic things to other people? And the answer would be yes. And it's like, well, why would you not then ask God to have taken you out of the situation before you did those horrible things or said those horrible things to other people? And you realize that God is long-suffering and he is working in people because he wants them saved. And so we live in a fallen world. People, hurting people, hurt people. Hurting people hurt people. And sometimes they will say hurtful things. Sometimes they will do hurtful things. Sometimes people do it just because they're mean. But I want to talk to you today about God's reformation. We would pronounce it reformation many times, but I want to slightly change the pronunciation today to describe his reforming you. His merciful, hands-on reforming you for his purpose. He is a master artisan when it comes to reforming people's lives. It said that once the mar was noticed, the potter didn't reject it, but he began to work on it all over again. You see, if we took that clay and it was already been through the fire, we would just have to break it or throw it away and consider it worthless. But God has abilities that we don't have. And so he is able to take us and he says, you know what? I may have to start over again. I may not have to go all the way down to the bottom, but I'm going to start and I'm going to make sure that when this project is done, this person is formed according to my specifications. They are going to be just right. And God can do that with you. He wants to do that with everybody. God just doesn't want to work through the pastor. He doesn't just want to work through the church leadership. He wants to work in this community, in the hearts and the lives of every person. I remember hearing Coach Bill McCartney of the Colorado Buffaloes a long, long time ago. He was a very successful baseball or football coach, and he went to church. And they said, I want you to look into your wife's eyes. And if you do not see peace and joy there, I want you to realize that means that there's something going on inside of her that is a reflection of her relationship with you. That there's There's a problem there, and only you can address that problem. Now, he says it a lot more articulately than that. And so he looked into his wife's eyes, and he didn't see the person who was proud of all of his football accomplishments. What he actually saw was someone that his relationship with his wife was being sacrificed for the expense of his football successes and failures. And God began to reform him. And that day was a, and so you can actually, they did an E30 for 30 on ESPN about him, and you can probably find out about it because he went on to be very integral in the formation of Promise Keepers, which talked about making of men's lives, and God began to work in him. I want you to understand that the work that God does for you, I'm going to finish here verse number 21 today, that it is not punitive. It is corrective. It is not because he hates you, it is because he loves you. Listen to the purpose, that I may be glorified, that I, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. So when there are people that come into your church, God's desire is to work in their lives so that he will be glorified. When he's working in your life, and he starts over and he says, you know what? We need to take another look at this. We need to work on this part here again, over and over and over again, until the clay cooperates sufficiently with the work of this master craftsman. He says, we're going to keep working on this. I don't care how many times we go around this mountain until we get it right. We're going to get it right. And when you are done, you are going to be seen as a masterpiece of God. You are going to be seen as a trophy of God's grace. And people are going to see you, and they are going to be glorified. There is a building in Chicago, or in Oak Park, Illinois. It is made of concrete. It's made of wood. It's got electrical wires. It's got walls. It's got a roof. It's got doorways. It's got windows. It's got all of these things that other houses have. It's got plumbing inside of it. It's got everything every other building has, except for one thing, and that is, the person who designed that house was a person by the name of Frank Lloyd Wright, who was considered the best architect of his day. And people will go to that house just to look at it because of who built the house, who the architect was. And so God wants to plant you. He wants to plant me. He wants you to inherit what he has for you. He wants you to be righteous. He wants you to allow him to have a hands-on approach in your life. And the purpose is that in the end, he will be glorified. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. Okay, that's where that is. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples. Okay, that's the key. God is glorified when we allow him to work inside of us. It is not a natural thing for us to love other people. It is natural for us to be selfish. It's natural for us to be lovers of ourselves. It is natural for us to be drawn to that which is like us. But God plants inside of us and instills in us, by his intentional handiwork, his nature, which is a love for, if I can put it this way, he has a unquenchable love for man and mankind as his creation, which is a significant step down in the quality of anything comparable to him. We are made in his image, but we are so much less than God. Paul Harvey tells a story of a farmer who didn't believe in God, and there was a really bad snowstorm that came, and there were some birds, and if they didn't find shelter, they were going to freeze to death. And so he went and he opened his barn door so that the birds could flow to, so that they could fly in there. But every time he tried, the birds would fly off, and he came to this realization. He said, you know, if only I spoke the birds' language, I could tell them that I've opened this door for them, that they could go in and they would be saved from this storm that is about to kill them. But I can't speak their language. I wish that I could speak their language. And all of a sudden, this man whose wife had been trying to lead him to the Lord, all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit spoke to his life, and he said, that is exactly the heart that I have for man. I speak the language of man, but man doesn't understand that what I am trying to do is not harm them. I'm trying to form them for a glorious purpose. I'm trying to bring them to safety. I'm trying to spare their life from destruction, but they don't recognize that what I'm trying to do is to save them. Today, I want to encourage you that if there's an area in your life, please do not put up a no trespassing sign for God. Please do not ever ask God to take your hands off of you. Don't ever ask him to quit working in your life, because the day God quits perfecting you and refining you is the day that progress stops, stagnation begins to set in, and you stop getting better. I don't want that for you, and I know that God doesn't want that for you either. So be the branch of his planting. Be mature. Grow where you are at. Allow him to be a hands-on God where he can touch even the sensitive spot. You know, I'll close with this. My wife, when our kids were growing up, they would get injured many times. And the first thing that they would do is they'd put their hand over that wound and they would say, don't touch this, don't touch this. And my wife said, okay, I won't touch it. Just let me look at it. And then they would say, okay, well, you can look at it. And then the next thing you know, she would be there and she would be touching it and she would be making it better. And today I can tell you this, if you will allow God to touch the areas of hurt in your life, that he will heal them. He will work in you to make you a glorious masterpiece of his craftsmanship. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.